of these other shows move things around in this studio. None of them use audio, but yet they find a need to touch the audio board. Why do they do that? Sorry.
Maybe it's just to piss you off.
Doesn't take much. All right. It's a big day for a lot of people. And one thing, my Nona always told me this. You don't bleep in people's Cheerios. And I said, well, you're wrong. And she's also so we're just going to move to a different way. Now, I'm not going to bleep in the Cheerios. I know today's a big...
You don't buy Ragu?
Definitely not. If not... Nona Carmella was not having that. So here's the deal. Lion season begins tonight, in earnest. I know, and you know, I'm not preseason guy, but I am not going to bleep in the punch bowl. I know a lot of you are amped tonight. Do I think that'll dissipate by the third snap watching Tecmo Bowl football? Probably. But we're not going to do that. So what we are going to start with, I think, is real football conversation. I think you're into that. I'm into that. You have a Goff thing that is on this show sheet beautifully laid out. I want you to lead with that. We will build towards Kenny, no pants on, watching preseason football. But I'm not ready for that right now, and I don't know that his girlfriend will ever be. But we're going to get there. But I want to start with real football because it is a bit of Detroit versus everybody. It is disrespect or disrespect. Shout out Birdman. Look, just lay it out for the people.
Disrespect, I think, is the word, Mike, because when you saw the NFL Top 100 come out, this was voted upon about the NFL players. These are your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff comes in at 48. And then 11 other quarterbacks come in ranked higher than Jared Goff based upon the NFL players. Lamar Jackson, 1. Patrick Mahomes, 2. Josh Allen, 3. Jalen Hurts, 4. Dak Prescott, 5.
Hold, please.
C.J. Stroud, 6.
Stud.
Just for you, Mike. Brock Purdy, 7.
Let me help you.
Jordan Love, 8.
Stud.
Tua Tagovailoa, 9.
Let me help you. And I'm a Tua guy, but no way over my man.
Joe Burrow, 10. I think that's because he was injured.
Downgrade for new haircut and assless chaps at the Paris Fashion Week. But we'll continue.
And then even Matthew Stafford coming in at 11.
You know what? For a multitude of reasons, no.
These are the NFL players. They're saying Jared Goff is not a top 10 quarterback. In this town, you chant his name. Every place you go, grocery stores, baseball games, hockey games, yeah. Jared Goff. Are we missing something?
Yes. Here's what I want to do, because I love where we're at with this. And we're going to combine your topic and something I was thinking about this morning. I want to throw the number out, though. I need Lions fans to rally up on this. Okay, this isn't the show where we're going to talk about the 18th wide receiver who's going to be laying tile next week because he won't be on the team. But I want you to tell me here and now, I'll take you through the top 10. Rico will take you through the top 10. Where does Jared Goff rank as we enter this season in your mind? Who is he ahead of on the Rico list from the players? Because here's where I'm at. Everything is logo bias. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about it with U of M, right? Everything's logo bias. That the same U of M fans who call up screaming at us would agree with us in totality if it was the Buckeyes in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or Spartan fans. Or Penn State fans. Logo bias takes people's brain power away. How do I relate it to this? Narrative. The NFL, it's a narrative league. That like... Once you're one of the anointed, it's very hard, short of killing someone, that you will ever be taken out of that. I think the story was written on Goff, and I was guilty of that. The difference is I don't like narrative. I like being willing to be wrong. I'm wrong a ton. Goff turned it all around here.
Right.
So the narrative was written, baby hands, terrible. John Wofford started a game over him.
Can't play in cold weather.
Right. Sean McVay threw him in the garbage.
I had these tiny hands.
And it's like we don't allow space for a human being to change. We always say this. You don't have to be the person you were 5 minutes ago. It's right. Just about your commitment to change. Like, Goff to me, when Rico, remember when we were doing this, it was middle through the second year, and he had played at that time like 24 games of Pro Bowl football. That's before last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a team with Super Bowl expectations. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's on a team that if we just took the median average, people think they're going to win 11 or 12 games. Right?
Right.
Okay. Would you say, because I don't want to argue, top five offense in this league?
Yeah.
Okay. You take the name and the undersized hands, and you take that out. You'd say, well, the quarterback's an MVP candidate. But yet, when
I didn't mean to cut you off, but no. According to his peers, he's not.
Because I think it's narrative.
But see, I agree with you. If this was media based, then it would be narrative.
You don't think narratives exist for players?
No, because the players know, as the saying goes, real recognizes real. The players know, okay, this guy is something. This guy gets a lot of hype, but he's really not that good.
But
I mean, because the fact that the players was like, yeah, you know, Mahomes ain't the best quarterback. We're going to go ahead and give that to somebody else.
But see, that's the narrative. Lamar's more likable. Patrick Mahomes is viewed as highly insulated.
But Mahomes, like based off of last year, didn't have the greatest year.
No, but the narrative says he did. Look, maybe people disagree. I can only offer you my perspective as I feel like A, playing in Detroit hurts him. B, his past hurts him.
Yeah.
And C, here's the other thing. He's not flashy.
That could be it, Mike, because I do wonder, what does he have to do to get his respect? Because you can't say, well, he's got to win a Super Bowl, because so long as Patrick Mahomes is breathing air, a lot of these quarterbacks will never win a Super Bowl.
Well, winning a Super Bowl, okay, but to use something you and David used against me yesterday, winning a Super Bowl has you two ready to put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame when the numbers and the fact he breathes through his mouth eliminate him from such consideration. Jared Goff, the Super Bowl would be the ultimate M&M, middle fingers in the air to everybody. And I do think he needs it. Not for me. He's already shown me this dude's legit. He's really good. And I'm happy to have him here, and I'm happy to pay him.
But I mean, does he need to put up video game numbers? Because he's going to have this offense. I think that's why Tua's in there. Because video game numbers. Oh my goodness. The Dolphins are putting up 70 points against people.
I will say this as the commissioner of the Tua fan club. He doesn't belong. He's a good player, all right? And I still, to this day, back before Stafford got traded, when they had the number three pick, I wanted Tua. Would have been fine if they took Herbert. I can't put Tua over Jared Goff. I can't put Stafford over Goff. I can't put Purdy. No slander, we'll have a football conversation. I can't put him over Jared Goff. I just feel like...
But do you think that's because Purdy went to the Super Bowl and Goff didn't?
Yeah, I think there's an element of it. I do. And in fairness, there are football people who do really value Brock Purdy. I'm just not one of them, partially because that's how I feel, and partially because we have a radio show to do, and I like breaking your stones. But I'd like to hear from the people, and Kenny has something he wants to add. Let's get into it. You know, why are we having a debate about Jared Goff being a top 10 QB? Let's start there. Yeah. Why do you believe the players did not vote him top 10? And second of all, with the things we laid out, shouldn't Jared Goff be discussed as an MVP candidate? 248-539-9797. Kenny, go ahead. You don't need to swing the mic back to him. David's ego is out of control.
It truly is. No, I'm looking at this list, and it doesn't make sense based on the peers, because obviously I have him above Stafford. Two is a conversation we can have about video games. Why is he Jared Goff 12 while Brock Purdy is 7?
Come see that black.
Shouldn't they be a little closer?
I would think so, Kenny, because to me, they're the Spider-Man meme.
If you want to say that, fine, but why is 1-7 then and 1-12?
They're the same quarterback, in my opinion, and this is from a guy who actually likes Purdy, but I do think that some of it is, Mike, I'm going to agree with you. I think some of it is narrative-driven. Goff, number one overall pick. Purdy, last pick of the draft.
Underdog story.
He's the perfect overachiever to lead this team. Goff, you were handed the keys, and you washed out of L.A., and now you ended up on the shores of Detroit.
But here's the problem. He washed up on the shores here with the worst roster in football. All he's done is go to work every day. and quickly help get this franchise back. Now, you know what the viewpoint probably is? He's getting carried. He's got Ben Johnson. He's got all these players. But the problem, I'd argue, David, okay.
But you could argue.
Is Dak Prescott not carried?
I would say yes. I would say Purdy's carried.
I was about to say, David, I can be a man and admit this. You could say Kyle Shanahan and that offense with the line that they have. Purdy is insulated. Your job, don't make mistakes.
To build on his point is just, I think Goff is good at a lot. He's not great at anything. He's not flashy. Right? Look, I'm not going to invoke the name because Jim Costa passed away. Very sad.
Jim is just sick. He's not dead, folks.
If you got the call I got this morning, because he was like, I want to record the podcast. I go, we are not doing Cash Ticket today.
This is B. Arthur.
But he doesn't cut the 60-yard bombs loose. He's not throwing off platform. He doesn't have 38-yard scrambles. He doesn't do any of that stuff. And even fans here amongst the winning, like Jim, wanted him replaced. I'd love to hear from the people. Are you awake? I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about your favorite funnel cake. Like, wake up, people.
But here's we're talking about your favorite quarterback. What is it that you all see that his peers does not? Why is he not ranked in the top 10?
And make a case. I think the most egregious name on this list is Dak Prescott.
Who's at five?
That's egregious. If you're going to take aim at this and go, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Him at five and Goff at 12? In what world? Dak can't win playoff games. Okay, so he sounds really cool pre-snap, sounding like a Muppet baby.
Here we go.
Right. That doesn't win me games. 248-539-9797. I liked Rico's topic better, quite frankly. We'll get to the preseason stuff. Jared Goff was not voted a top 10 QB by his peers. That seems criminal to me. How do you put Dak Prescott above him? How do you put these other players above him? No one is saying Jared Goff belongs in the top four or five. He doesn't. And I know many of you, that's why you didn't want to pay him.
Even this, I like what he did last year. You not only had C.J. Stroud, you're saying he was twice as good as Jared Goff. He came in at six.
Right.
Goff came in at 12.
Right, with 1 year.
Right.
And look, what Stroud did is not lost on any of us.
Right.
But it's 1 year.
Right. That's why I'm like, man, are we missing something, or are we seeing something that's not there? Are we giving Jared Goff the Detroit, seeing him like, he's like Brandon Inge, where we overvalue him?
Look, to a certain extent, and obviously Barry goes down as an all-time great, but I think Emmitt Smith played in Dallas. Emmitt had a more effervescent personality.
Yeah, he did.
Emmitt was flashier.
Commercials.
Right. So that's the flash I speak of. Look, Barry's highlight reel I'd stack against any athlete in any sport all time.
R.I.P. Harlan Barnett.
Barry didn't care about any of that. Oh, God, when he twisted him around. Yeah. Only moment worse than when he was State's coach. and his headset wasn't plugged in. But the point is, what did Barry do when he scored?
Boredom,
take the ball. Barry didn't talk. Barry wasn't out there. But I think Jared Goff does is play ball. He didn't care about any of it. He didn't care about the interviews. He didn't care about flash and dash. He ain't screaming at people. He doesn't. I think the narrative gets written. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see what the people have to say about it. Let's kick it off. Go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, you know what, Dan?
Jared Goff.
Dan, yep. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I hear him loud and clear now. Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it. In regards to Jared Goff, I honestly think it's just he doesn't have the flash and dash. There's no drama. There's no he's like a just put my boots, go to work, and there's nothing exciting about him. When you think of like Dak Prescott, the only difference there is the Dallas Cowboys are that drama. So no matter who's the quarterback there, he's going to have some drama. But in regards to all the other quarterbacks, they all seem to have that vein to them that Jared Goff really does it. And I don't know. I think that may come with time, but that's not his style. He's kind of like Steve Eiserman. Steve Eisenman was like that.
That's actually really, yeah. You know what? Great comp. Great comp. And look, Eisenman had the cups. Eisenman was the captain. And hockey, it's a little different. You know, with the NFL, I just feel like when you're asking your contemporaries to vote on you, a lot of the, we've seen it before, a lot of guys want to play with Lamar Jackson, even though he's a far inferior quarterback to other guys on the list. They just genuinely like the guy. He's exciting. He's allegedly a really good teammate. I feel like Jared's a victim of being boring.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'll tell you, hey, I got news for you, Dan. I'll take boring any day of the week if it plays as well as he does. He fits this team. He does. The going to work deal that is emblematic of Detroit sports. He fits that. He goes to work. I don't need my quarterback doing chunky soup commercials. He just goes to work.
You don't, but I think you actually do want that. You want to turn on the game and see your guy in that commercial. You want to turn on the game and see your guy on the Manning cast, or you want to see him doing something because he's going to represent you and your team. And when you don't do that, maybe this is why he's 12th and other guys aren't.
Let me give you the last two seasons. You guys do whatever you like with this. But here's his last two seasons. Tell me how, instead of having a debate about whether he's a top 10 QB, how are we not discussing him as maybe a dark horse MVP candidate? Last two seasons of Lions football, 66% completion rate, 9,000 passing yards. Okay, that's like peak Drew Brees, 4,500 a year, okay? 60 touchdowns, 19 picks. And look, if you want to say, well, air yards, he's got almost 8 per attempt. QB rating of 100. Guys, you want to say he's got a couple too many interceptions? Fine. You know what else I would target? About 7 of them came in 2 games. He's had like one disaster each year. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how many QBs last two seasons would look like that? Yeah. There's not 10 of them.
And the fact that we're going into this season, and as you said, you could argue it's a top 5 offense. I'll even go as far as it's probably a top 3 offense.
Yeah,
that he's leading.
But he's leading, but in the eyes of his peers and everyone else, I think that's why, because he's not flashy, everyone else has surpassed him in their minds of the reason why the offense is great. Sam Laporta, St. Brown, Penei Sewell.
Does he not get credit for developing them?
I think he should.
But see, I think, Mike, you hit upon it earlier. If you think about this, it may be the narrative. Number 1 overall pick, and he washed out. And a Super Bowl team said, get out. And not only did they say get out, but the second they got rid of him, they won a Super Bowl.
That's a good
point. So you were the problem.
Good point.
Not us.
Go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Hey. What's up?
Yeah, so actually the point you guys kind of just brought up about the Goff, I definitely think he should be within the top 10, but I think being in the top 5 is actually a lot closer than most people give him credit for. One of the big things about him that I think gets overlooked is, the guy doesn't miss a game. He's almost out there all the time, and especially in today's day and age with all the contract holdouts, the throwing it up for money, missing games with injuries. That's one thing that we don't really do with Goff. And he, like you were saying, Mike, he's always doing what he's asked to. A couple interceptions here and there, but he makes the plays. He fits the system. And, he wins. I think that's one of the biggest things. You can say that, when the Rams kind of shipped him off and got rid of him.
Yep.
Two different systems. But he came right back over here and was, one bad quarter, a couple drops away from taking us to a Super Bowl. So I think it's a lot closer than it's given credit for. Being outside the top 10 is ridiculous, in my opinion.
Me too. And I mean, like, I just, Brandon, I pulled up Dak the last 2 years, and you compile the numbers. I mean, Jared Goff's got 2,300 more passing yards. So durability does matter. So does performance. They have the same amount of touchdowns. Dak's thrown 6 more interceptions. Like, why would Dak be 5 and Goff is down at 12? What of his how could you justify that? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Doesn't make sense. And, like you kind of said, boring, but if it gets the job done, who cares? So
100%. I mean, listen, man, Jared Goff, the ball he's playing right now, I never saw Eli Manning play that way.
And I mean, I wonder, are we just not seeing something that everybody else is seeing? Or is it just as simple as, yeah, we kind of wrote you off and we're reluctantly, maybe we'll let you back into the quarterback's club.
I think it might be something too, Rico.
Because when you see Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
Yeah, but there, okay, but hold on. I'm going to defend the two kids now. I mean, look, first of all, CJ Stroud is probably overrated by the peers for 1 year. But he's top 10.
He is. I like him.
Jordan Love, I will defend in this regard. Flashier. Nuclear arm. And you, listen, that dude almost went into Spartan Stadium and beat our ass. You knew that kid was different at Utah State. Now, he had a different road having to sit. But Jordan Love, now let's be fair. Who was carrying Jordan Love? Romeo Doubs?
Yeah.
Jaden Reed? You know, Tyler Kraft?
Yeah.
Like, so.
Oh, no, no. He's legit, Mike.
I can defend him.
No. I'm not saying he doesn't, but when you see with the short amount of the body of work that they have.
That's fair.
And you look at what Goff is doing, it's like, well, Goff's done this longer. Shouldn't he be ranked higher? And he's not.
We'll get more of the people involved next. We have a party to plan for Kenny for preseason tonight. What's on the menu besides weed and booze and bad decisions? It's going to be great. Kenny, it's going to be okay. Tonight's going to be a big night for you. Got you covered. We'll get to the people next. 97.1. Jared Goff's peers did not vote him a top 10 QB. And my point is, worse than that is, it's like the other side of the spectrum. How is Goff not being talked about as a dark horse MVP candidate? If the Lions win 12, 13 games and the offense is top five, that quarterback 99 out of 100 times is an MVP candidate. Yet this guy is below guys who've done nothing in this league except have a flashy regular season. It doesn't add up. So Rico and I are A, arguing it, but B, why? I think it's narrative, or is he just not flashy? Is he boring? Maybe fellow players in the league, they wrote the story on him. Dude sucks, got booted out of L.A. Yeah, what he's doing in Detroit is nice, but he's still Jared Goff. I don't know.
Yeah, because I do think he gets punished the second he left L.A. in the middle of the season, they win a Super Bowl with a brand new QB.
Which, by the way, is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they traded for Jeff Rutledge. Matt Stafford's going to the Hall of Fame.
Correct. But, yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Right. Like some buster. Steve Bono showed up and won him a Super Bowl. What do the ticket texters have to say?
This ranking is a blessing in disguise. I'd rather have a solid quarterback with a chip on his shoulder than the prettiest girl at the dance with all the drama. Someone else texts in. Matt and Wixom actually texts in. This list is focusing too much on individual talent and not the ability to win their team's football games. Mahomes is a unicorn. But Goff is better than everyone else at the most important stat. That is wins. People don't realize or won't validate Goff nationwide until Goff wins a Super Bowl. Carl S. Scott in Carlton. This list is fraudulent. The same list has Tyreek Hill and a garbage Lamar ahead of Mahomes. Makes no sense.
Look, Lamar's not garbage. Don't put me in a position to defend Lamar. I think Lamar is clearly a top 10 QB. My problem is he's Dominique Wilkins. He's just not a guy that wins the big game. And I also believe Lamar, much like Cam Newton or any quarterback whose legs have been the currency, those go quick. And it is not plausible to play that brand of football into your 30s. So it's just like it. I know what's coming and I'm watching what's happening. I don't have to kiss his ass just because national media likes him and he's fun or your kid uses him in Madden. I don't care. If you said right now you could have Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff as the Lions quarterback, I would take Jared Goff. No hyperbole, not a hot radio take. He fits what we do.
Okay. No.
Not yelling at you. No, I'm saying.
Okay. You explained yourself because I'm like, wait a minute, Mike.
Okay, ready? Hold on. Lamar Jackson would have lost you the Rams game. If I have a possession and I have got to score, I have got in a playoff game, I have got to get my team down the field. Who are you trusting? Knowing what you've watched with Lamar, pop on the tape at that Chiefs game where Steve Spagnuolo said, You know what?
No. Okay. No, no, no. Calm down.
Okay. I don't have to blitz you because you can't read a defense.
Okay. In all fairness, he drove down the field. Rookie fumbled the ball at the goal line. That's not his fault.
Early.
No, wasn't that in the third or the fourth quarter?
I thought it was third. But it's fine. Yes. Your point is taken. You're
he
right.
drove down. Now, it wasn't like he got sacked and he
Go
fumbled.
Go back to the Tennessee game. I mean, I got a million. Right. I know I'm viewed as a hater. I'll say it again. Lamar Jackson is very good at football. But if you're grading out quarterbacks, playoff success has got to play a role in that. Then I look at Dak. I look at Lamar. Hey, Tua, you thawed out from Kansas City yet? It's a joke to me. Jared Goff deserves more respect.
Well, then I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because then wouldn't you give Ben Johnson the credit for designing that entire offense and putting Jared Goff in that position?
Well, then I'll be the double devil's advocate. Well, Andy Reid's good, but Mahomes isn't. It's always a collaborative effort. I don't think the sport of football is one guy going rogue and doing whatever they want. It's just that, I don't know. I think it's all collaborative. But when you get to a certain point, the greatness has to take
right.
over.
But I'll say this then, Mike. And once again, no.
Uh-oh.
If you had Lamar Jackson, you probably are in the Super Bowl. Because Lamar would have picked up the first downs with his legs. He wouldn't have had to throw the ball. He would have scrambled, especially in that fourth down play when the play got busted.
Would he have been able to throw against that Niner defense? In a playoff game, not a regular season.
I was about to say, my God, I saw Christmas Day.
You have PTSD because they made Brock Purdy look like the rat that he is. I know. He just threw another pick. Let's go. David, go ahead with the ticket test. I thought as soon as I was saying it, I'm like, uh-oh, I remember the game.
I remember Christmas Day. It wasn't fun.
Someone's texting and saying, we need to give Goff credit because he did play well enough to take the team to the Super Bowl. Reynolds just dropped the ball twice. Would have been another Super Bowl for
Goff. What about Jahmyr Gibbs in the fumble? What about Vildor getting a rhinoplasty from a football? Like, it's all there. Those things aren't on Goff.
Goff is a top five QB. The problem is he never looks smooth. He looks like it takes every bit of athleticism and strength. He has to just throw a 5 yard out.
Yeah, but wait.
What?
Okay, hold on. Can I just say one thing? If we're going to knock that he doesn't, quote, cut it loose, you do realize Jared Goff, no quarterback in football, generated more yards after catch. And before you say, well, it's the wide receivers, do you know what 90% of it is? On time, accurate, where it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be there. That sets the receiver up to do what they're going to do. Yes, there are plays where DK Metcalf body bags six people, including at practice yesterday. I hate that when people do that. Oh, so now it's all the receivers. Like, Rico, you know what it is. If people don't like Goff, they're going to find every reason to can him.
Right, and I'm saying, maybe Detroit is giving him way too much credit than what it is because his peers are saying, hey, he's good. He's not top 10. As a matter of fact, there's a couple young guys we think it's better than
him. So let me ask you a question. Why am I supposed to, without argument, I think it's a debate, I'm saying, without argument, why am I supposed to give Josh Allen the Golden Penis Award? What the hell has Josh Allen done in this world? Oh, he's flashy. Oh, he'll do all the sensual stuff. But he's always good for a bad red zone turnover. And what exactly has he done? Because I'm a Cowboy. Yeah.
You know, maybe it boils down to, if you really think about it, I know it's pros, but Goff doesn't have like that Heisman moment that we always
do. No,
he
doesn't.
That moment you're that right. You're like,
I can't pop on the tape and show him steamrolling a linebacker right. Like Josh Allen.
Or remember the game when he did this. He doesn't have that. So maybe that's the difference.
All right. Quick timeout from the regular football. David, give me, yes.
College football.
Oh, the sport Rico ruined. Let's do it. 8-minute blitz, so rock and roll.
I got more things I'm going to destroy later. Just want to let you know, that's a tease. More coming in the upcoming weeks.
Up next, Rico bans.
It's going to be a battle royal, and at the end of the season, one conference will not be there anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's go with this. There are more betting locks. This time, lines for some of the games this season.
Admittedly, because Cookies passed away, all the work for Cash the Ticket has happened this week.
Cookies
to me.
Has not passed away. For those listening, he is alive and well. He is just sick. Go
he
ahead.
Sounds like the guy that used to sell suits. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it. I have already been looking at games of the year. He's that guy now. Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
So let's start with, well, what the regular season starts
North
with.
North Dakota State over Colorado.
No, we're not that one. These lines are according to DraftKings, by the way. Texas A&M, -1 versus Notre Dame on August 31st.
And big news you can use, Notre Dame starting left tackle out for the year. Just happened at practice.
Yes.
They've got a librarian playing left tackle. It's like one of these 30-year-old eighth-year seniors who's no good. You're going into Kyle Field.
I was about to say, is it in Kyle Field?
It is. The 12th man is here.
Knight?
Doesn't matter. Here's the other thing. It's Mike Elko, defensive whiz. A&M has the talent. They have their quarterback. You have a bum for a left tackle. I really believe in Marcus Freeman, but I'm leaning A&M.
But there's a wise man I know, David. He has a podcast. You should download it called Cash the Ticket. He often says, but when it looks this way, why aren't they favored by more? They're at home. They have all the advantages. And it's only a 1-point.
It's a night game.
And it's a night game, and they're only favored by one. You may need to look at the Irish.
Let's go to week two here. September 7th, Nebraska, -6.5 favorite versus Colorado.
This is the year Nebraska gets it right. They blew the game last year. Jeff Sims was awful. Gus Johnson told you about it. I can't with Deion. I can't do it. I don't like what I'm hearing. And outside of a couple high-level players, the rest of that roster looks maction. Give me the Huskers.
Yeah, I think that may be the safest bet. Not only that.
Wait, Nebraska covering a number?
Yeah.
Safe?
Yeah.
May as well light your money on fires. No team who's found a way to shoot themselves in the balls. The Huskers alternate logo should be Cheddar Bob on their helmet.
Unless you're playing Colorado, who has no offensive line, no defensive line. They will cover, roll the Buffalo.
It. All right, you're going to owe me money if they don't.
Let's jump all the way.
Wait. Am I getting a Nebraska hoodie?
Yes.
To go with all my.
We will wear matching Husker the hats. The Beldar hats.
Oh, I want the corn cob.
Believe in Nebraska again.
Let's jump all the way to October 5th. Auburn at Georgia. They're saying take Auburn plus 23.5.
Oh, my.
Here's what God. I looked at the schedule. Georgia will be coming off a road game against Bama.
Oh, letdown spot. What's the sandwich? Give me the other piece of bread the week after this game.
Mississippi State.
Nope, that doesn't qualify. Yeah. All right, so
you say Ole Miss.
No, it's a letdown spot. Right. But if it was a letdown sandwich spot, that's real concern. I want to go to Kenny. Kenny, your team, one game a year, plays like zombies.
Jared Goff's peers did not vote him a top 10 QB. And my point is, worse than that is, it's like the other side of the spectrum. How is Goff not being talked about as a dark horse MVP candidate? If the Lions win 12, 13 games, and the offense is top 5, that quarterback, 99 out of 100 times, is an MVP candidate. Yet this guy is below guys who've done nothing in this league except have a flashy regular season. It doesn't add up. So Rico and I are A, arguing it, but B, why? I think it's narrative, or is he just not flashy? Is he boring? Maybe fellow players in the league, they wrote the story on him. Dude sucks, got booted out of L.A. Yeah, what he's doing in Detroit is nice, but he's still Jared Goff. I don't know.
Yeah, because I do think he gets punished the second he left L.A. in the middle of the season, they win a Super Bowl with a brand new QB.
Which, by the way, is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they traded for Jeff Rutledge. Matt Stafford's going to the Hall of Fame.
Correct. But, yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. Right, like some buster. Steve Bono showed up and won him a Super Bowl. What do the ticket texters have to say?
This ranking is a blessing in disguise. I rather have a solid quarterback with a chip on his shoulder than the prettiest girl at the dance with all the drama. Someone else texts in, Matt and Wixom actually texts in, this list is focusing too much on individual talent and not the ability to win their team's football games. Mahomes is a unicorn, but Goff is better than everyone else at the most important stat, that is wins. People don't realize or won't validate Goff nationwide until Goff wins a Super Bowl. Carl S. Scott in Carlton. This list is fraudulent. The same list has Tyreek Hill and a garbage Lamar ahead of Mahomes. Makes no sense.
Look, Lamar's not garbage. Don't put me in a position to defend Lamar. I think Lamar is clearly a top 10 QB. My problem is he's Dominique Wilkins. He's just not a guy that wins the big game. And I also believe Lamar, much like Cam Newton or any quarterback whose legs have been the currency, those go quick. And it is not plausible to play that brand of football into your 30s. So it's just like it. I know what's coming and I'm watching what's happening. I don't have to kiss his ass just because national media likes him and he's fun or your kid uses him in Madden. I don't care. If you said right now you could have Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff as the Lions quarterback, I would take Jared Goff. No hyperbole, not a hot radio take. He fits what we do.
Okay, no.
Not yelling at you. No, I'm saying.
Okay, you explained yourself because I'm like, wait a minute, Mike.
Okay, ready? Hold on. Lamar Jackson would have lost you the Rams game. If I have a possession and I have got to score, I have got in a playoff game, I have got to get my team down the field. Who are you trusting, knowing what you've watched with Lamar? Pop on the tape at that Chiefs game where Steve Spagnuolo said, you know what?
No.
Okay, I don't have to blitz you because you can't read a defense.
Okay, in all fairness, he drove down the field, rookie fumbled the ball at the goal line. That's not his fault. No, wasn't that in the third or the fourth quarter?
I thought it was third. But that it's fine. Yes. Your point is taken.
He
You're
drove
right.
down. Now, it wasn't like he got sacked and he
Go
fumbled.
Go back to the Tennessee game. I mean, I got a million. Right. I know I'm viewed as a hater. I'll say it again. Lamar Jackson is very good at football. But if you're grading out quarterbacks, playoff success has got to play a role in that. Then I look at Dak. I look at Lamar. Hey, Tua, you thawed out from Kansas City yet? It's a joke to me. Jared Goff deserves more respect.
Well, then I'm going to play devil's advocate here because then wouldn't you give Ben Johnson the credit for designing that entire offense and putting Jared Goff in that position?
Well, then I'll be the double devil's advocate. Well, Andy Reid's good, but Mahomes isn't. It's always a collaborative effort. I don't think the sport of football is one guy going rogue and doing whatever they want. It's just that, I don't know. I think it's all collaborative. But when you get to a certain point, the greatness has to take
right.
over.
But I'll say this then, Mike, and once again, no.
Uh-oh.
If you had Lamar Jackson, you probably are in the Super Bowl because Lamar would have picked up the first downs with his legs. He wouldn't have had to throw the ball. He would have scrambled, especially in that fourth down play when the play got busted.
Would he have been able to throw against that Niner defense? In a playoff game, not a regular season.
I was about to say, my God, I saw Christmas Day.
You have PTSD because they made Brock Purdy look like the rat that he is. I know. He just threw another pick. Let's go. David, go ahead with the ticket test. I thought as soon as I was saying it, I'm like, uh-oh, I remember the game.
I remember Christmas Day. It wasn't fun.
Someone's texting and saying, we need to give Goff credit because he did play well enough to take the team to the Super Bowl. Reynolds just dropped the ball twice. Would have been another Super Bowl for
Goff. What about Jahmyr Gibbs in the fumble? What about Vildor getting a rhinoplasty from a football? Like, it's all there. Those things aren't on Goff.
Goff is a top five QB. The problem is he never looks smooth. He looks like it takes every bit of athleticism and strength. He has to just throw a 5-yard out.
Yeah, but wait. Okay, hold on. Can I just say one thing? If we're going to knock that he doesn't, quote, cut it loose, you do realize Jared Goff No quarterback in football generated more yards after catch. And before you say, well, it's the wide receivers, do you know what 90% of it is? On time, accurate, where it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be there. That sets the receiver up to do what they're going to do. Yes, there are plays where DK Metcalf body bags six people, including at practice yesterday. I hate that when people do that. Oh, so now it's all the receivers. Like, Rico, you know what it is. If people don't like Goff, they're going to find every reason to can him.
Right, and I'm saying, maybe Detroit is giving him way too much credit than what it is because his peers are saying, hey, he's good. He's not top 10. As a matter of fact, there's a couple young guys we think is better than him.
So let me ask you a question. Why am I supposed to, without argument, I think it's a debate, I'm saying, without argument, why am I supposed to give Josh Allen the Golden Penis Award? What the hell has Josh Allen done in this world? Oh, he's flashy. Oh, he'll do all the sensual stuff. But he's always good for a bad red zone turnover. And what exactly has he done? Because I'm a Cowboy. Yeehaw!
You know, maybe it boils down to, if you really think about it, I know it's pros, but Goff doesn't have like that Heisman moment that we always
do. No, he
doesn't. That moment that you're like,
I can't pop on the tape and show him steamrolling a linebacker like Josh Allen.
Or remember the game when he did this. He doesn't have that. So maybe that's the difference.
All right. Quick timeout from the regular football. David. Yes.
College football.
Oh, the sport Rico ruined. Let's do it. 8-minute blitz. So rock and roll.
I got more things I'm going to destroy later. Just want to let you know, that's a tease. More coming in the upcoming weeks.
Up next, Rico bans bands.
It's going to be a battle royal, and at the end of the season, one conference will not be there anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's go with this. There are more betting locks. This time, lines for some of the games this season.
Admittedly, because Cookies passed away, all the work for Cash the Ticket has happened this week.
Cookies
to me
has not passed away. For those listening, he is alive and well. He is just sick.
He sounds like the guy that used to sell suits. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it. I have already been looking at games of the year. He's that guy now.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead.
So let's start with, what the regular season starts
with. North Dakota State over Colorado.
No, we're not that one. These lines are according to DraftKings, by the way. Texas A&M, -1 versus Notre Dame on August 31st.
And big news you can use, Notre Dame starting left tackle out for the year. Just happened at practice.
Yes.
They've got a librarian playing left tackle. It's like one of these 30-year-old eighth-year seniors who's no good. You're going into Kyle Field.
I was about to say, is it in Kyle Field?
It is. The 12th man is here.
Knight?
Doesn't matter. Here's the other thing. It's Mike Elko, defensive whiz. A&M has the talent. They have their quarterback. You have a bum for a left tackle. I really believe in Marcus Freeman, but I'm leaning A&M.
But there's a wise man I know, David. He has a podcast. You should download it called Cash the Ticket. He often says, but when it looks this way, why aren't they favored by more? They're at home. They have all the advantages. And it's only a 1-point.
It's a night game.
And it's a night game, and they're only favored by one. You may need to look at the Irish.
Let's go to week two here. September 7th, Nebraska, -6.5 favorite versus Colorado.
This is the year Nebraska gets it right. They blew the game last year. Jeff Sims was awful. Gus Johnson told you about it. I can't with Deion. I can't do it. I don't like what I'm hearing. And outside of a couple high-level players, the rest of that roster looks maction. Give me the Huskers.
Yeah, I think that may be the safest bet. Not only that.
Wait, Nebraska covering a number?
Yeah.
Safe?
Yeah.
May as well light your money on fires. No team who's found a way to shoot themselves in the balls. The Huskers' alternate logo should be Cheddar Bob on their helmet.
Unless you're playing Colorado, who has no offensive line, no defensive line. They will cover, roll the Buffalo.
All right, you're going to owe me money if they don't.
Let's jump all the way.
Am I getting a Nebraska hoodie?
Yes.
To go with all my...
We will wear matching Husker the hats.
The corn.
The Beldar hats.
Oh, I want the corn cob
hats. I believe in Nebraska again.
Let's jump all the way to October 5th. Auburn at Georgia. They're saying take Auburn plus 23.5.
Oh, my.
Here's what God. I looked at the schedule. Georgia will be coming off a road game against Bama.
Oh, letdown spot. What's the sandwich? Give me the other piece of bread the week after this game.
Mississippi State.
Nope, that doesn't qualify. Yeah. All right, so
you say Ole Miss.
No, it's a letdown spot. Right. But if it was a letdown sandwich spot, that's real concern. I want to go to Kenny. Kenny, your team, one game a year, plays like zombies.
Well, and they also do this thing, too, in regards to covering numbers, where they don't just step on the throat and watch the blood squirt out, which is infuriating to me as a Georgia fan. So, yeah, I'd take the points, too. Maybe that's negative by me, but okay.
Let me see if this changes your mind before you say something, Rico. Because Auburn's schedule, while they play Oklahoma the week before Georgia, they have a bye week after Georgia, which Auburn. Means they can go all in.
Mm-hmm. War Eagle. Peyton Thorne.
Is Peyton Thorne still the quarterback?
He's on the roster.
There we go. Two words. Oof. Peyton Thorne, go Dawgs. I mean,
That's just that simple, huh?
Yes, all right. It is.
Okay.
The fact that he may be their best option.
Well, okay.
Fight me on this.
I can't.
There's not really much you can say.
I don't know how you go to work in the morning as the head coach at Auburn and live with yourself that Peyton Thorne's your quarterback. You're not at Michigan State anymore. You're at effing Auburn. Mm-hmm. You're Hugh Freeze. How is this the guy?
Well, let's move to October 26th.
Okay.
Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Ole Miss is the 6-point favorite. They say take Ole Miss here.
Smash.
At Oklahoma or?
Doesn't matter. Play them on the moon. Battle Blues can't lose.
It is in Mississippi.
It's Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Get it right.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Smash. Smash.
Yeah. I date my cousin's stadium. Okay.
Jesus.
You know, stop. That was the NC State helmet you pulled that drop from. That's not right. And that is very insulting to the state of Mississippi.
I think that, yes, being in a home game, I don't think that Oklahoma is that good. Yeah, I would go with Ole
Smash.
Miss.
Ole Miss might have the best offense in America.
Okay, then.
Still got a coach that'll find ways to lose games, but they'll win that one.
Hard to argue.
Let's move over to this game. November 23rd, the great matchup of the Big Ten. USC at UCLA.
I quit.
6.5-point favorite for USC.
I'm biased. I am close to betting UCLA under 4.5 this year. They don't have any talent. Deshaun Foster was barely awake at the press conference. The quarterback is still like Bob Garber's year 10. I think UCLA is going to be very, very bad.
Yeah.
It would be USC on surface, but there's no rational human betting that game in August.
No, David, and I think all 12 fans who are there will all be cheering for the Trojans.
Isn't this the best uniform game where they both wear the road unis?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And when you think Big Ten, you think USC and UCLA.
Yeah, nothing really says it. It's almost like ACC football, Stanford at SMU.
The surf. Yeah, the beach.
Let's go back earlier into the season. Go back to September 28th. Let's talk about Oklahoma State at Kansas State. 5.5-point dogs for Oklahoma State.
I like K-State a lot. Look, Ollie Gordon's going to be a Heisman contender, but I can't do it every year. It's an every other year thing for Okie State.
What day is this game?
This is September 28th.
Okay. No, I say that because to me, Oklahoma State is kind of like Northwest. Like some schools, the second you hit October, they fall apart.
Well, and Oklahoma State last year, they made scheme changes. Like Gundy went in and basically put a bullet in everybody and went, stop running zone, we're running power. And that's where no one knew who Ollie Gordon was first couple weeks. They lost to South Alabama. They got dump trucked. I'll just go K-State. I think Avery Johnson's going to be like a Cam Newton, with long hair, quarterback. They pound the rock. Kleiman just continues to get it done. Give me the little apple.
I'm going to go Okie State. Not a lot of defense played in the Big 12, and I think they're going to really be pushing him to try to win the Heisman. So
they do have better helmets, too.
I don't think Kansas State may win, but I don't think they will cover.
K-State, bottom five helmet in Division I. Argue it.
Bottom five?
It looks like someone designed it on MS Paint. It's terrible. MS Paint. It's awful.
And then let's close it out with this one real quick, because this one is a pick'em.
It's terrible. Go ahead.
This is a pick'em here. The last one, just where you're leaning, Ohio State at Oregon, October 12th.
Oregon. I'm not sold on OSU. I don't love Will. How about this? Your starting quarterback at Ohio State was going to be Kansas State's backup. I don't believe Will Howard was beating Avery Johnson out for the job.
Wow, what? That's a great pull.
Now, the running backs, dynamite. I mean, Trey Junkins plus Travion Henderson, amazing.
You got receivers.
But the O-line hasn't shown they're tough. The receivers are a step down from last year, still good. You know what concerns me? Oh, we're a top five defense. Right, because you stopped any blitzing, any aggression. You have no pass rushers. Again, there's no dominator up front.
No, you're right. They haven't been the same in about 4 years. At Eugene, correct?
Yes.
I'm going Oregon simply because Big Ten teams, once you cross the Mississippi River, they don't do well on the West Coast.
And you know who Oregon got? I know he didn't play a lot last year because the NCAA screwed with him. Name to watch for, Tez Watkins. You want an electric wide receiver?
He just left Florida.
He went from UNC. Now he's at Oregon. Oh. Yeah, as if they needed the help. Tez Watkins is set up to have a massive year.
That is your college football blitz.
All right, quick timeout from the regular football. David, give me... Yes!
College football!
Oh, the Sport Rico ruined. Let's do it. 8-minute blitz, so rock and roll.
I got more things I'm going to destroy later. Just want to let you know, that's a tease. More coming in the upcoming weeks.
Up next, Rico bans.
It's going to be a battle royal, and at the end of the season, one conference will not be there anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's go with this. There are more betting locks. This time, lines for some of the games this season.
Admittedly, because Cookies passed away, all the work for Cash the Ticket has happened this week.
Cookies has not passed away. For those listening, he is alive and well. He is just sick.
He sounds like the guy that used to sell suits. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it. I have already been looking at games of the year. He's that guy now.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead.
So let's start with, what the regular season starts
with. North Dakota State over Colorado.
No, we're not that one. These lines are according to DraftKings, by the way. Texas A&M, -1 versus Notre Dame on August 31st.
And big news you can use, Notre Dame starting left tackle out for the year. Just happened at practice.
Yes.
They've got a librarian playing left tackle. It's like one of these 30-year-old eighth-year seniors who's no good. You're going into Kyle Field.
I was about to say, is it in Kyle Field?
It is. The 12th man is here.
Knight?
Doesn't matter. Here's the other thing. It's Mike Elko, defensive whiz. A&M has the talent. They have their quarterback. You have a bum for a left tackle. I really believe in Marcus Freeman, but I'm leaning A&M.
But there's a wise man I know, David. He has a podcast. You should download it called Cash the Ticket. He often says, but when it looks this way, why aren't they favored by more? They're at home. They have all the advantages. And it's only a 1-point.
It's a night game.
And it's a night game, and they're only favored by one. You may need to look at the Irish.
Let's go to...
Oh, no!
Let's go to week two here. September 7th, Nebraska, -6.5 favorite versus Colorado.
This is the year Nebraska gets it right. They blew the game last year. Jeff Sims was awful. Gus Johnson told you about it. I can't with Deion. I can't do it. I don't like what I'm hearing. And outside of a couple high-level players, the rest of that roster looks maction. Give me the Huskers. Wait, Nebraska covering a number?
Yeah.
Safe?
Yeah.
May as well light your money on fires. No team who's found a way to shoot themselves in the balls. The Huskers' alternate logo should be Cheddar Bob on their helmet.
Unless you're playing Colorado, who has no offensive line, no defensive line. They will cover, roll the Buffalo.
It. All right, you're going to owe me money if they don't.
Let's jump all the way.
Am I getting a Nebraska hoodie?
Yes.
To go with all my...
We will wear matching Husker the hats. The Beldar hats.
Oh, I want the corn cob
hats. I believe in Nebraska again.
Let's jump all the way to October 5th. Auburn at Georgia. They're saying take Auburn plus 23.5.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I looked. I looked at the schedule. Georgia will be coming off a road game against Bama.
Oh, letdown spot. What's the sandwich? Give me the other piece of bread the week after this game.
Mississippi State.
Nope, that doesn't qualify. Yeah. All right, so
you say Ole Miss.
No, it's a letdown spot. Right. But if it was a letdown sandwich spot, that's real concern. I want to go to Kenny. Kenny, your team, one game a year, plays like zombies.
Well, and they also do this thing, too, in regards to covering numbers, where they don't just step on the throat and watch the blood squirt out, which is infuriating to me as a Georgia fan. So, yeah, I'd take the points, too. Maybe that's negative by me, but okay.
Let me see if this changes your mind before you say something, Rico. Because Auburn's schedule, while they play Oklahoma the week before Georgia, they have a bye week after Georgia, which Auburn means they can go all in.
Mm-hmm. War Eagle. Peyton Thorne.
Is Peyton Thorne still the quarterback?
He's on the roster.
There we go. Two words. Oof. Peyton Thorne, go Dawgs. I mean,
it's just that simple, huh?
Yes, all right. It is.
Okay.
The fact that he may be their best option.
Well, okay.
Fight me on this.
I can't.
There's not really much you can say.
I don't know how you go to work in the morning as the head coach at Auburn and live with yourself that Peyton Thorne's your quarterback. You're not at Michigan State anymore. You're at effing Auburn. Mm-hmm. You're Hugh Freeze. How is this the guy?
Well, let's move to October 26th.
Okay.
Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Ole Miss is the 6-point favorite. They say take Ole Miss here.
Smash.
At Oklahoma or?
Doesn't matter. Play them on the moon. Battle Blues can't lose.
It is in Mississippi.
It's Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Get it right.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Smash. Smash.
Yeah. I date my cousin's stadium. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You know. Stop. Stop. That was the NC State helmet you pulled that drop from. That's not right, and that is very insulting to the state of Mississippi.
I think that, yes, being in a home game, I don't think that Oklahoma is that good. Yeah, I would go with Ole
Smash.
Miss.
Ole Miss might have the best offense in America.
Okay, then.
Still got a coach that'll find ways to lose games, but they'll win that one.
Hard to argue.
Let's move over to this game, November 23rd. The great matchup of the Big Ten. USC at UCLA.
I quit.
6.5-point favorite for USC.
I'm biased. I am close to betting UCLA under 4.5 this year. They don't have any talent. Deshaun Foster was barely awake at the press conference. The quarterback is still like Bob Garber's year 10. I think UCLA is going to be very, very bad.
Yeah.
It would be USC on surface, but there's no rational human betting that game in August.
No, David, and I think all 12 fans who are there,
yeah,
we'll all be cheering for the Trojans.
Isn't this the best uniform game where they both wear,
yes,
the road unis?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And when you think Big Ten, you think USC and UCLA.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nothing really says it. It's the almost surf. Like ACC football, Stanford at SMU.
The surf. Yeah, the beach.
Let's go back earlier into the season. Go back to September 28th. Let's talk about Oklahoma State at Kansas State. 5.5-point dogs for Oklahoma State.
I like K-State a lot. Look, Ollie Gordon's going to be a Heisman contender, but I can't do it every year. It's an every other year thing for Okie State.
What day is this game?
This is September 28th.
Okay. No, I say that because to me, Oklahoma State is kind of like Northwest. Like some schools, The second you hit October, they fall apart.
Well, and Oklahoma State last year, they made scheme changes. Like Gundy went in and basically put a bullet in everybody and went, stop running zone, we're running power. And that's where no one knew who Ollie Gordon was first couple weeks. They lost to South Alabama. They got dump trucked. I'll just go K-State. I think Avery Johnson's going to be like a Cam Newton with long hair quarterback. They pound the rock. Kleiman just continues to get it done. Give me the little apple.
I'm going to go Okie State. Not a lot of defense played in the Big 12, and I think they're going to really be pushing him to try to win the Heisman. So
They have better helmets, too.
I don't think Kansas State may win, but I don't think they will cover.
K-State, bottom five helmet in Division I. Argue it.
Bottom five?
It looks like someone designed it on MS Paint. It's terrible. MS Paint. It's awful.
Then let's close it out with this one real quick, because this one is a pick'em.
It's terrible. Go ahead.
This is a pick'em here. The last one is where you're leaning. Ohio State at Oregon, October 12th.
Oregon. I'm not sold on OSU. I don't love Will. How about this? Your starting quarterback at Ohio State was going to be Kansas State's backup. I don't believe Will Howard was beating Avery Johnson out for the job.
Wow, what? That's a great pull.
Now, the running backs, dynamite. I mean, Trey Junkins plus Travion Henderson, amazing.
You got receivers.
But the O-line hasn't shown they're tough. The receivers are a step down from last year, still good. You know what concerns me? Oh, we're a top five defense. Right, because you stopped any blitzing, any aggression. You have no pass rushers. Again, there's no dominator up front.
No, you're right. They haven't been the same in about 4 years. At Eugene, correct?
Yes.
I'm going Oregon simply because Big Ten teams, once you cross the Mississippi River, they don't do well on the West Coast.
And you know who Oregon got? I know he didn't play a lot last year because the NCAA screwed them. Name to watch for, Tez Watkins. You want an electric wide receiver?
He just left Florida.
He went from UNC. He's at Oregon. Yeah, as if they needed the help. Tez Watkins is set up to have a massive year.
That is your college football blitz.